This is Dennis Mogelson. It's time to go down on the farm and tell you about a very cool event coming up at the I Hotel in Champaign, Illinois. It's February 4th and 5th. It's the 9th annual Organic Grain Conference and Trade Show put on by our good friends at the Land Connection. And joining me on the hotline to tell you all about it, she's the Farmer Training Program Manager over at the Land Connection. Crystal Siltman, great to have you back.
Hey, Dennis. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Crystal, I love the slogan that you guys have over on your website. The challenges are clear. Now see the opportunities. That pretty much sums up what this show is all about.
Is it? I think, Dennis, does it kind of sum up farming somewhat as a whole as well, I feel like?
Oh, boy. You're not kidding. You are not kidding at all. What is coming up next in the organic grain market right now that we're going to learn about in Champaign in February?
Well, we are pretty excited about our keynote. So we're back for the 9th annual. And joining us this year is Dr. Jill Clapperton. She's going to join us, and she'll be sharing how her PhD work and decades of real-world experience, how to turn those things into practical, profitable strategies for building healthy soil. So I've got some folks who are pretty excited about her coming to town. We are also thrilled to be partnering with Rodale Institute again and the Organic Trade Association to be hosting another buyer-supplier mixer. So that will happen at the end of day one. We're coming back to Riggs Beer Company here in Urbana, and we're going to be providing a free dinner from local restaurant in Champaign, Maíz. And Armando Sandoval, the owner there, he actually worked with organic farmers that I work with. And actually, on day one of the conference, there will be a panel that both Armando and organic farmer Will Glazik will be a part of, kind of talking about those connections all along the grain, our Midwest grain shed, and the connection, the local connections of food and food-based grains that are being grown locally, and just kind of the exciting stuff happening with that. So we're excited about that. That'll be 5 to 8 Wednesday, February 4th. And that actually, just so your listeners know, that part of the event is free of charge. You do have to register, which you can find on the website there. But yeah, we're excited for folks to come out if folks are interested in growing food-grade grains, or they just kind of want to hear more about it, meet some buyers, see what it's all about. Please join us for a free dinner there that first night of the conference.
That is such an important part of this whole organization at the Land Connection, is you guys do such a great job of putting people together.
You know, I think we all say that. We've got a couple different programs at the Land Connection, but we all agree that the connection part of our name is truly where a lot of the work lies, all across the board. And we like to do that. We love being a part of that. We love connecting farmers with what they need, resources, other farmers, you name it. We say we're a farmer's Google, you know. We're real people that actually get on the ground and try to help you if we can.
Why is this role that you have at the Land Connection so important? Because I can hear it in your voice. This is more than just a job for you.
Yeah, it is. You know what I mean? I come from a long line of tenant farmers, and I farmed a little myself. I just think there's a lot of, I think, and again, not just for myself, for my colleagues as well. I think everybody, you know, a piece of our heart is in the work. You know, I care about Illinois. I care about the food being grown here. I care about a quality local food system. And so, yeah, I think it just comes naturally, you know, wanting to be a helper and then being in a role where I actually get to do that, you know, get to help farmers. I kind of say something, it was hard to leave the field to come into this role, honestly, Dennis, to be at a desk. But the way I kind of make it work for myself is, you know, I feel like I maybe have a little more impact on more acreage than I would have on one farm, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy this work and really do love helping our local farmers.
Your keynote speaker this year, Dr. Clapperton, is bringing so much real-world experience because her work on soil science has not only been actionable in resulting in changes to the quality of the soil, which benefits the quality of the land, but also some profitable strategies for farmers as well. And that's great information to share right about now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And touching on that, I will say, so Dr. Jill, we're super excited about a lot of quality things, like you said, profitable. And that's part of our mission as well, is, you know, keeping farmers farming sustainably, but also, you know, making sure that they're making a living doing so. Because, you know, a lot of our farmers have other jobs, things like that. And you know, we want to support their work in the field and want that to be, you know, the primary source of income if possible. But speaking of such, I want to highlight as well, day two, we're going to kick off day two. I'm really excited about this with a plenary. We're going to be calling it the Wisdom of Weathered Fields. And we actually have three local organic farmers who survived the 1980s farming crisis and who are coming and willingly sharing their experience and kind of, you know, what folks, what that looks like now, and just sharing tips that are beneficial right now as well with people who are currently farming. So I'm excited about that panel session as well. And again, that'll be on day two of the conference, the same day that Dr. Jill will give her keynote as well.
You have so many great sessions, and there are so many smart people that will be letting us share their knowledge in this organic grain space. But I think one of the other things that makes this show special, Crystal, is the amount of great networking opportunities with experienced organic grain farmers. They've been through the headaches. They've seen the trials and tribulations and know firsthand what it means to go organic, but what it means also to be doing it in a smart and profitable way.
Oh, 100%. No, we are, I would say we're blessed here with a lot of great organic farming elders, if you will, you know, who are, who've been through it, who've done the work, and not only that, but who are now willing to kind of, you know, step into a mentor role for other farmers and up-and-coming organic farmers. So no, it's been great. This will be my fourth conference that I'm organizing for the Land Connection, the Organic Green Conference. So yeah, it's just been great. I've had a lot of local farmers who I've been able to lean on, who helped guide me, you know, because that's with my work. I don't want to just be over here pulling stuff out of the clouds that I think farmers need to know. I need farmers to inform me, you know, and tell me what they want and what they know. So that's been a big privilege as well. And this role is having those folks willing to do that and say, hey, have you thought about this person? Or what about this? Or we have these issues. And so, yeah, I think it's a beautiful, just kind of collective work of, you know, of farmers and myself and ag professionals and you name it. Yeah. And we all get together and, you know, we have a pretty good time, Dennis.
Yes, you
and
do.
And learn a few things.
Yes, you do indeed. And there are so many great companies involved where folks can get some firsthand knowledge from these companies right there at your event.
Absolutely. No, the trade show is a huge part of the event. And, you know, one thing that I've done in this role is make sure that trade show gets adequate time. So, you know, I build in intentional half-hour breaks in between each session so that, you know, folks are able to connect with their seed dealers, their, you know, equipment manufacturers, their local nonprofits, you name it. So, yeah, we build in the time for that because connections are important and you want to make sure that folks have the time to, you know, have those conversations and get the answers they may be looking for, you know, that maybe we didn't provide or maybe somebody else, like a certification organization, might have those direct answers or whatever. So yeah, we love the trade show. It's a good part of our conference. It's always an important part. And yeah, we really like to make sure that the exhibitors that are coming to showcase their works, that they have the adequate time to connect with farmers.
Krista, before I let you go, remind folks how easy it is to get more information about the show and to register online.
So you can just hop right over to www.thelandconnection.org. If you go to the search bar, you can type in Organic Grain Conference, or even if you just want to Google Organic Grain Conference, Champaign, Illinois, it should pull it up. And right on that webpage, you'll find where you can register. And I'm not sure when this will be airing, but if this airs before January 16th, Friday, January 16th, we do have our early bird ticket pricing right now. So save yourself a few bucks while you're at it, you know?
Great advice indeed. Crystal, thank you so much for going down on the farm with me today.
Thank you, Dennis. Always appreciate talking to you.
Greg Solier, Zillion Ag Weather. That's what's coming up next.